Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have a big problem. So the dash cam that I got, I ordered from a T-Mobile offer. Mm-hmm. And all of us, and I haven't even used this dash cam. I haven't even opened the box. And I didn't even check my statements. And all of a sudden, I checked my statements, and I've been charged twice, $56 for a subscription that I never signed up for. I never agreed to a subscription or anything to come with this camera. And I want to a refund of that back because I never even knew I had a subscription for anything.
Well, let me check that. Can I have your zip code?
55112.
Okay, thank you for that. Okie dokie. And may I have your name?
Simona Brown.
All right, Simona. I see your name here. Can you confirm the shipping address, please?
2100 County Road E West, New Brighton, Minnesota, 55112.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, yes, I can see that on the 12th of January, you ordered the dash cam welcoming gift, which was $7.95 for the shipping and handling.
And that
was indeed a welcoming gift to join the factory store, ma'am. It's selected
to do what?
Your website.
It was a what?
The dash cam was a welcoming gift, ma'am, because of your subscription to the factory store. It's a store that has factory prices instead of retail. But in order to access those discounts, you have to pay a monthly fee. So it doesn't only have dash cams. It has Wi-Fi boosters, flashlights.
Let me tell you something. When I said yes, I just want to buy the dash cam, I didn't sign my name to a subscription. And what makes it so bad is I never even got notified about a subscription. I don't have not one email to tell me about a subscription, to tell me about a monthly price. I didn't even know that I was getting billed. I didn't get a receipt. I didn't get a trial membership. I didn't get no kind of notification. I had no, absolutely no recollection this was happening.
Okay. Well, ma'am, can you, it seems like you already called.
I called twice and I just want my damn money back and I want it canceled because I had no idea.
Well, I can see that you already talked to somebody and they offer you a 70% refund, but you declined.
Yeah, 70%. They offered me 70% off of one bill. I was billed twice.
So can I offer you the 70% for the two bills?
For both bills?
Uh-huh.
How much would that be?
Well, let me do the math, ma'am.
What was the charge? What was the monthly charge? It was 56 what?
What do you have?
It was 56 what?
$6.95.
What did you check? What did you charge me?
I didn't charge you, but it was $66.95.
It was $66.95?
Yeah, is that the same that you have?
Hold on. So $66.95 times 2 is $133.90. Take away 70%. Hello.
Yeah, it's okay, ma'am. All right, so I have 79.73.
I have 93.73 for 2 months at 66. Yeah, your math is wrong.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't think it's wrong.
Okay, let's do that again. Let's
ma'am,
do it together.
If it would be 100, 70% of 100 is 70.
But I know that.
Well,
but it's not 100. It's, you said it was 66.95, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be $113. So what's the 10%?
No. 66.95 is $133.90.
Ma'am, $56.
Did you say 56 or 66? Did you say 56 or 66?
56, ma'am. 56. 56.
Okay, then that's what I got wrong. So hold on.
Uh-huh.
I thought you said 66. Okay.
That's fine.
Hold on. $79.73?
Yeah, that's what I have.
And you're keeping 50 some dollars?
Well, ma'am, we're doing this out of courtesy because I can, in fact, see that you already called like on the 19th and everything was explained to you and you.
On the 19th of what? Wait a minute. On the 19th of what?
Of February, ma'am.
No, I did not call on the 19th of February. I just called today. And nothing was explained to me. What are you, where are you getting that from? I just found out today that you were charging me. Today. I did not call on the 19th for anything.
Well, ma'am, we have here the call we have it registered. It's not that I'm making this up. I'm just giving you what I have here on my system.
No, baby. Let me tell you something. I have a call log. Everything I do is logged on this phone. What time did I call you? Let's check this out. Let's do it together. What time did I call you? Let me go to my 19 call log. Oh, you said the 19th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's check this out. What time did I call you on the 19th?
Give me one second.
I got all my call logs here. Huh?
Give me one second, ma'am. I'm looking that
up.
All right, seems like 11:58 p.m., like almost midnight. Mm-hmm.
Nope, and absolutely nope. The last call I made was at 10:43 p.m., and guess who I called? I called my fiancé. No. And actually, there's no 1-800 numbers in my call log for that day. There are none. Everything is here by name because I only called people I knew. That is a straight lie. What you just told me. I never called on the 19th at all because today is the 21st, and this is the only time when I checked my account where I realized there was money taken out of my account.
All right, ma'am. So will you take the 70%
and
or
I can,
not?
And trust me, if the police need to have this, I can make a copy for them. We can even go to T-Mobile, and T-Mobile can bring up the record if you want to get down and nasty with it.
Ma'am, I'm just work here, and I was just giving out the information I have in my system.
Well, your system is goddamn wrong. And that's a straight-up lie.
How would I lie if I'm giving out the information that's on my system?
How would you lie? Well, okay, if I called you, why is it not in my phone? Why is it not in my phone?
Well, ma'am,
why
I'm sorry, but
that
is not...
Why is that 1-800 number that I dialed, the same number I dialed for you, why is it not in my call history at all, except for today?
With all due respect, ma'am, I don't think that's even relevant for what we're trying to do right here. So,
no, because what's relevant is that your system is making up lies, or you're lying to me, or somebody's frauding me because you want to keep money.
Well, do you want to have back the 70%? That's what I can do. I cannot do anything more than that. Because as I say, and well, even though you're saying that it didn't happen, whenever you ordered the dash cam, you had to agree to the terms and conditions in order to accept the gift.
Excuse me, listen to me. When you agree to something, when you sign your name to something, and you're supposed to have my phone number, and you're supposed to have my email address, I'm supposed to get some kind of a notification, some kind of an email, some kind of information to alert me that I did this. I didn't get none of that.
Ma'am,
I'm supposed to have some kind of information that $56 was paid to an account. I never got none of that.
Ma'am, you even got a $125 gift card that was sent.
I didn't even get that. I didn't even get that. The last lady I spoke to said that. I didn't get that. I'm trying to tell you, when she told me the email address, the only thing I got from you guys said, it literally said the tracking number to the damn dash cam. That's the only thing. I checked my spam. I checked my trash. I checked everything else. That is the only email I got from you.
If you
the
want,
only email.
If you want, we can resend the email of the $125 gift card.
I don't want you to resend me shit because I don't want nothing to do with you guys. I didn't sign up for anything.
Well, ma'am, your account was already canceled earlier today when you called.
I know it was. But I want my money back because I didn't pay for shit. I didn't pay for a subscription.
We can give you 70% back, ma'am. Do you agree to that?
I want, if you do 80, I will not dispute it.
I can't do that, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Come on now. Yes, you can.
No, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I can't.
Where's your supervisor at? And how come you guys don't have supervisors there? So what kind of rinky-dink business is it where you don't have supervisors around?
I have supervisor. You can. Do you want me to transfer?
Oh, the last
to
lady told me that there wasn't a supervisor.
Well, I'm sorry. I have a supervisor.
Oh, do you have one available for me to speak to that if you put me on hold, I'm not going to be holding for 20 minutes like I was the last time?
Well, ma'am, we're from different departments, and I have to transfer you to that department. If they're busy, well, you have to wait.
No, don't transfer me because I know that trick too. You're nothing but a call center, and I know what you're doing. And so, like I said, I can dispute it and get all my money back because, like I said, I have not one email. I have not one email that says anything to an agreement that I signed for. And that's on you.
All right, ma'am. I'm just going to refund you the two charges. Okay, I already processed the refund. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, because you didn't. Did you process the whole amount or the 80%? Because I told you I'm not accepting 70%.
I just processed the full amount. The full amount.
For both months?
Yes, and you'll see that back in your card in more than 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can
3 to 5 business days. And you canceled that subscription, right?
Well, you canceled it when you called earlier today.
Okay, because if I get another charge, I swear to God, you guys won't like me. And I do appreciate you giving me my refund back, because like I said, I had no idea.
Thank you for calling customer service.